Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T.
Hello, footies. Welcome along to your tri-weekly dose of FIFA Ultimate Team podcasting. We are Foot in Review. It is Monday, November the 29th, Cyber Monday. And we are back with Season 4, Episode 33. That's Episode 354 overall of this show. Stay tuned with us for the next hour as we run down all of the latest content and what has been an orgy, a deluge of content over the Black Friday promotion. We'll get into all of the new players into packs, a couple of interesting looking SBCs, many, many, many upgrade pack options, and there's been a cheeky little objective thrown into the mix as well to keep you occupied gameplay wise. My name is Dan Wimbush. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Thank you as well, a big thank you in particular to all of our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/footinreview, and in particular to Reese and Amma, who are our Skybox holders. That's the top tier of support, and as part of that they get a free coaching session every month from the guys over at Team Foot Coaching, of course the brains, the power, the originators of this fine show. And they also get a shout out each and every podcast for their very generous and welcome support. And I'd just like to say thank you to everybody who has joined us on the Patreon over the past few weeks and months. Of course, you get Discord access with that. It's a burgeoning, growing community, and it has been fantastic to be able to bounce ideas off each and every one of you. So it's a great little community. I do encourage you. It's about a buck a week to join. So head over to patreon.com/footinreview for all of the information on that. Anyway, without further ado, I'd like to introduce my two co-hosts today. First of all, I'm going to introduce the teddy bear. He is Grandpapa Mac. It is Chris. Chris, hello and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Wimby. Happy Cyber Monday. I was going to ask you, what is the best way to catch a runaway robot?
Okay.
You use a botnet.
Look, I'm going to peel back the curtain here because this is our second take due to a technical issue. And that is the second different joke I've heard now, Chris. And I'm not sure which one I preferred, to be honest.
Well, the chat is saying they don't prefer any of them. I think that's why the first recording failed was my bad dad jokes.
You've literally taken the bots that record the show offline with that bad joke. So let's not let them have the chance to leave again. I'm also joined by another man north of the border, as I sit here in England anyway. It is Nathan Downs, the Scout. Nathan, welcome back.
Hey, OMB. Thank you for inviting me back on. Excited to talk again twice in two sessions. So that's going to be good fun. Still got plenty to go on about as well, and good to be on with you as well, Chris.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, great to have you on. Improving your match fitness, getting you in regular starter now. Hopefully you can last the 90 minutes.
It'll take a lot to improve my fitness, to be fair. cold weather means lots of food and nice chilling, so yeah, need to start somewhere.
Well, look, let's crack on because we've got a mountain of content to get through. Just before we sort of dig into the specifics, I just wanted to get your quick thoughts on your feelings on the promo overall. You know, the Black Friday promotion has been running now for, you know, 4 days, five if you include the pre-Black Friday stuff we had on Thursday night. But Chris, overall, how have you felt about it?
Somewhere in the middle, Wimby. There was a lot of content and some of it was just too much to keep up. I think particularly Saturday was a really hard one to try and work out what the best way to go. Lack of pack luck as well probably dampened my spirits, but I really loved those signature cards and that Mendy goalkeeper. I'm surprised how cheap he is.
Yeah, I mean, again, you cannot for once complain about the amount of content being thrown, but Nath, has it left you satisfied?
Yes and no. I really loved the team. I managed to try out Renato and Ben Yedder, which were fun for a day until they went up in price and I thought I'll sell them. But I have to say, with it being Black Friday, I expected a few deals. You know, in the past, we've had 2-for-1 packs or half-price packs or whatnot. And we've had lots of, you know, special promo packs and lots of sort of newer ones for this year as well. But I just feel like as a community, EA could easily have given us something, you know, to get in the mood of Black Friday and kind of reward folk.
Yeah, it's very much felt like here's loads of stuff, you know, have fun, knock yourselves out. But it, like you say, it's not really been, I don't think they've really given back to us. you could make the argument that some of the flash SBCs have been well priced and given you opportunities to pack tradable players that you may not ordinarily get. But yeah, I think even just a gesture, even if it was for a couple of lightning rounds on Friday of half price packs, or yet alone, we've not even had preview packs yet. So, you know, they've very much been tempting you in with, you know, 100K packs, 125K packs, you know, spend FIFA points, spend coins. Here it is, here it is, here it is. There are loads of players in packs. You might get one, you might get one. I've not got one. I know you've got a big one, Nath. I'm going to rephrase that question. I know you've had a big pack pull, Nathan.
Glad you said that. I thought Nathan had his webcam on there for a second.
let's very swiftly move on. You have had a monster pack pull, Nate. Let's get out of the way.
Yeah, I have. I managed to get an Mbappe. It was just a gold Mbappe, but it was quite handy because I'd managed to buy him before. And Wemby, you'll know I've been on at you pretty much every day. Do I sell him or do I keep him? Because his price has gone up since I bought him. But packing him means I managed to sell him, and I sold him at a really good price, like more than he was worth. So I think I sold him for about 1.4 mil. So I am really happy with that. So it means that I can ride it down on the other one and just see him out now.
Yeah, I mean, look, congratulations, GG. I know how much you've been hunting one of these big cards, and it's great. I think everybody. It's just a shame more people don't get these pack pulls. I mean, yes, I am incredibly bitter that I've yet to pull one of the really big cards this year. And I know, Chris, you're in the same boat as me. And, you know, it's great when you see your friends and people you follow on social media and YouTube pulling all these great cards. But it's just a real shame when you can't join the party.
Yeah, I know how you feel. And up until that, I think even in the morning, I'd had a big rant about how terrible pack pulls were, or my pack luck was, and I think we were kind of saying we're in the sort of wee port pull crew sort of thing. So I'd had a big vent, and then later on that day, I've managed to get that pull. So I'll try not to rub it in. It's still not a Neymar team of the week or whatnot, but I'll try not to dawdle on that too much.
Yeah, I mean, GGs. I mean, look, Chris, just from your point of view, how much have you actually spent? I mean, first of all, have you resisted the lure of the points as a Fokker?
100%.
That's good.
That gets you kicked out of Fokkers if you were to buy FIFA points.
what about coin spend though? Have you been tempted to open many of these promo packs?
I've had so many players in my thing. I managed to do the packs on the SBCs. I did use my weekend league awards to buy a rare player pack, and I think I was probably broke even thanks to the 83s going up in price. Otherwise, I'd have looked for probably a 20k loss.
Yeah, I've done a couple of rare mega packs, a few jumbo, just jumbo gold packs for 15K. You know, they were kind of breaking me even. So, but I've resisted the big guns, 125Ks, 100K packs, although they have been calling, especially when you've got people like Nath here pulling massive Mbappes out of the hat. So, but no, I've stayed strong and I've been really at the grind of the league SBCs, the bronze pack method. This was a great weekend if you're a grinder, because bronze pack method was incredibly profitable. And if you invested into the fodder market, the 83s finally spiked. And I was able to build myself a big bankroll to just go and chuck straight back into more fodder, because the pain of being a Fokker, that is the first owner's club life, is I can't actually go out and spend these coins on players. And I don't really want to chuck them away just on packs. So I'm kind of waiting for the right SBCs to crop along. But look, we'll get into, there are a couple of options that I'm eyeing up. But before we get into those, we did have three new signature stars into the packs that will be in there till 6 o'clock Tuesday night UK time. We've had Ruben Dias of Manchester City, the centre-back, Eduard Mendy, the Chelsea goalkeeper, and Marcus Llorente, the Atletico central midfielder. They are all in packs, along with, of course, the promo team that we discussed on Friday's show. They're all in, like I said, for just over, well, it'll be less than 24 hours when you hear this. Chris, starting with you, which of the three, do any of the three take your fancy?
Mendy, 6'6" goalkeeper. He is the new Pope. Currently comes in at 6'6", along with Pope, even though somehow on Footbin, Pope is 2 inches, 2 centimetres taller. But he looks a really great card, and also at a very good price, in my opinion, at 43,000, and probably you'll get cheaper as well. That's the buy now price on Footbin, but that is a card. I've used his gold card, and it's absolutely sensational. So the signature one, I'm really would, I'd love to pack them. I had a look as well. I didn't realise that the cards ran out on Thursday as well.
Tuesday.
I found that a little bit strange because, I mean, they just came out on Friday, didn't they? So that's a very quick promo, that one.
Yeah, they're very much encouraging you to join in the fun while it lasts. Nath, I mean, the obvious one here is Marcus Llorente. His gold 86 has been a staple of teams throughout the first couple of months. The only criticism of this card seems to be the fact that, well, it's not really much of a boost on that gold card, yet it costs, you know, over 500,000 coins more. Has it been boosted enough to make you want this?
Not personally for me. I think if you had him, he'd be absolutely cracked, and he could do pretty much any job in that midfield. So I think he would be really good. But then I've heard really good stuff about his 86 gold card, and yeah, that's coming in just under 30k on the PlayStation. So I would just be sticking. The only thing that you'd get different really is the amazing card design. I really like the card design, which we discussed on Friday. But I wouldn't be paying $500,000 more for the upgrades, which on most of them are kind of negligible, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's got +2 dribbling, +2 defending, +1 on physical shooting and pace, and he's got +2 passing boost, which is nice. But, you know, again, it's at the stage of the game, and it's kind of disappointing in a way where there is such a massive goal for a +1. I've been speaking to a few people on the Discord about potential upgrade options that, you know, people have sort of been asking, is this guy worth it? Is this guy worth it? My general rule of thumb for this FIFA has not been to, I mean, I can't anyway as a Fokker, but even if I could, I don't want +1s in my club because there's just such a negligible difference. I've said this before, I invested in the record breaker Mbappe last year, and he was about 1.2, 1.3 million more than his gold card. And it was so negligible that from that point on, I was just like, right, well, unless there's, you know, unless stats categories are going up by sort of +3s, +4s, I'm just going to stay away. Again, obviously, if you pack this on tradable, if you just pack it, great, enjoy it. But otherwise, I would very much encourage, I would take the coins and run.
Yeah, I think that's the sensible way to do it. From my squad perspective, I run pretty much a Sotol. I think it is a solely League One side anyway, so it wouldn't be fit, and I would be selling him. But I don't think it's really worth the 500,000 coins or whatever it'll be over the rest. So you could do a lot more throughout the rest of your squad with that money, or reinvest it in a fodder like some of us here.
Yeah, and the other card is Ruben Dias, who at first glance you say 76 pace, probably not usable, but I think in this game with this meta, you will get away with using him. He's got fantastic defending and physical stats. You know, 90 defense, 90 physical. He's got all the kind of key things you want. He's got good composure. He's got decent, well, very good reactions at 92. And, you know, the things like heading accuracy, defensive awareness, all of the right things for a defender are there. 94 aggression as well. Again, though, this card coming in at 375k on Xbox, a big price difference, actually, 285 at the moment on the PS. I look at these two cards, though, Chris, and I just see gold Virgil van Dijk sitting there for, again, a quarter of the price. And I've just got to say, I would probably stick, well, I'm firmly in Team Van Dijk here.
I have to agree with you. I really do have to agree with you, especially the Diaz one. I was quite surprised at the price that he was when he's up against those type of players as well in the Prem. So, yeah, I think you're probably paying a bit of Prem tax for that one. And also, there was a card out last night, and I think it's probably just ran out as well, that if the stats are to be believed, is probably a better card as well.
Mr. Phil Jones.
Yeah, me and Mr. Jones have got a thing going on. I think if you read the stats on Phil Jones and put the shadow on him, he goes to 90, I think, centre-back. I've not actually used him in game. I did do it because I'm a sucker for the Silver Stars. So, yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I think Llorente card was always going to be sky high because I think his Nate said that his goal card is meant to be absolutely brilliant.
Yes, in the live chat, we are joined by the aforementioned Amma. And of course, anybody who's part of our Patreon and therefore our Discord can listen in live. It's one of the perks of membership. And Amma's sort of saying, Chris, don't worry, you've still got 2 hours as we sit here recording this. I think it expires about 9 p.m. UK time. So if you want to quickly nip away after this show and get him done, there is still time. And speaking of defenders, we have had another one in the SBC ranks as well. One that will make John, of course, the head of Foot Coaching, the founder of this podcast, very, very happy indeed, Nath.
Yeah, we've had Giorgio Chiellini flashback card, obviously from Juventus, coming in at 113k on the PlayStation, 117 on the Xbox, and 121 on the PC. He looks pretty solid. He's got 80 pace. He's got 86 defending, 86 physicality, and his passing at also is at 72. So I've heard a few people have done him, and our very own Tommy has sent in a review. It's a cracking review, actually. Chiellini review. It's Chiellini. He does what Chiellini does. Huge dub. That is all. So a cracking review. He's obviously really impressed with that as well, and I actually really like that review. That's a cracker.
Does it convince you to do him?
Not for me, no. That's mainly because I do. I've got my, like I said, my league on team, so I've got no way of fitting him in. And to be honest, 113k for an 85 rated card, kind of got to think: is he going to be in for the next month or longer? And I don't think I'd see him sort of staying in long term, especially when we're getting sort of more and more juiced attackers. I think he might kind of hit the wall, if you like.
Yeah, he seems a solid option to me. I mean, if you did the De Ligt road to the knockouts SBC, it's that perfect or that strong link to him. So that will help you out. We've got Cuadrado as well as a right back. So who's still even an 83 goal card, I think still one of the best fullbacks in the game. But Chris, are you going to complete this one?
No, I don't have any Serie A players to link him with being a Focker. I mean, I looked quickly there. If you put a shadow on him, he goes to a 90 rated centre back. I have to say, I do like his dynamic image. I don't think he could look any more Italian if he tried. there, no insult a good friend Danny, but yeah, that's from 05-06. I didn't realise he'd been at Juventus for as long as that. But he actually looks like he's got the same rave as Benzema with a white t-shirt on. He's going to one of those white parties that you get on the cruises, I think he's going to enjoy. So, yeah, for me, no, but it looks a good card. And if you are a Focker or somebody who's maybe doing a Road to Glory or that, it probably is worth doing. I do like these cards. I think they're very interesting. And because I think the Chiellini, you wouldn't probably do his goal card, would you? I think it's probably too slow. But no, great card, great idea, but not for me, unfortunately.
One thing we probably do need to raise is Tommy has now just said, I'll use him all year just to prove a point. So that's official. That is now out there on the podcast. So come September, just before FIFA 23, Tommy, we will check in, and you better start Chiellini as you start. And I'm wanting him to be a starter for the rest of the year, not just a bench or a reserve player. So yeah, we'll check in with you in September and see if you're still playing Chiellini.
The gauntlet has been laid down. I'm sure we'll get Tommy back on the show very soon. So let us know how it's going. And I'm sure John we'll go and complete this as well. So we'll probably have a good couple of perspectives on this one. But another much hype card. This was leaked a while back. And the leak has been pretty spot on this year, actually. The tap is certainly running in Vancouver. Gelson Martins, gentlemen. Very hyped every year. 85 rated right midfielder. Portuguese playing for Monaco in Ligue 1. Good card for me. But, Chris, there just seems something a little bit lacking.
I think it's probably the three-star weak foot he's got. It's very strange because I came up against him in Weekend League and he rifled one in from about 40 yards and then I noticed he had 79 shooting. So I don't know if the cards are especially cracked this week just because they're new out, but it does look a really good card for that side in the Ligue 1. But a three-star weak foot, you know, for that sort of money, you've been quite dismissive of a few players who've got three-star weak foot already. So yeah, I think I wouldn't touch him. He always seems to play fairly decent, but not for me.
Nath, a nice-looking card, but 160k. He runs up against a club teammate who, again, is a fraction of the price, and could it be even better in Crepin Diatta?
Yeah, I had that Diatta card, and I was going to hold on to him, but I ended up caving because I had dupes, so I did Gilson and sold my Diatta. And to be honest, I've got a dead eye on him, and I've only used him for a couple of days, but he has been fantastic. You put a dead eye on him, he's an 89 rated right forward or right winger, which is kind of where I play him, either right wing or sort of the right forward in a 4-3-2-1. And he has been brilliant. He's popped up with goals. Obviously, the 5-star a weak foot, he can turn on a dime. He has been really good. I had a chat with Ingvy about it. He would put an artist on to make him more of an out-and-out winger, so that improves his crossing. But if I didn't have dupes, I probably wouldn't have done him. But saying that, I am not at all disappointed that I have. It's expensive, and he probably will be replaced at some point. But is it 97 pace, and then with the dead eye on him, an 89 shooting. He's got the outside of the foot trait, which I quite like if they've got lower weak foot. So, yeah, he's not terrible. He is probably overpriced, but at the same time, he's very good fun to use, which is what I'm kind of looking for this year.
Yeah, certainly looks like a fun card. Diatta, certainly for now, is inferior. He's 4-star, 4-star, so maybe a bit more balanced. But it's the prospect of getting 2+2 upgrade. He's certainly going to get 1+2, which will take him to roughly the same range as Gilson. And then if he gets that second plus two, I think he'll be the better option, the more rounded option anyway. But look,
it's cheap as well. Wimby, I was going to say, just a quick look at that Diatta. I mean, they go to Sturm Graz, who have got 1 point, okay, Monaco away from home in the last game. They win that, he will get those two upgrades. So, yeah, I mean, that. If people are listening to that, you know, and you're willing to take a punt, that's probably is the better card out of the two. But that Gilson Martis always does seem to play well in game.
Yeah, it's just nice. Sorry, Nath.
I was going to say, don't tell him to take the punt, because I've just checked my transfer list and he's not sold. So I might end up holding on to him for the upgrades and seeing.
Yeah, I think he's around about 30k on Xbox, 35 on PS. Again, if you're looking for an investment opportunity, again, I think you can do a lot worse than put some money, because remember that Gelson will expire, so he won't be around forever as an option. And, you know, as we get more Ligue 1 cards in the future, you know, I think an 86 rated Diatta, I don't think he's going to stay at 30-35k. So, you know, buyers beware, obviously. I cannot see into the future, unfortunately, hence why I've not won the lottery yet. But I think there are far worse places you could gamble putting, you know, buying a couple of these cards and enjoying the ride. And it'll give you something to root for the next in that Monaco Sturm Graz game as well. So those are the SBC options we've had. We did mention, you know, Phil Jones. We won't spend too long on him because he expires probably by the time most people listen to this as well. We've had a couple of other flash SBCs over the weekend. Well, one other Silver Stars, Troy Deeney. Like an absolute beast of a card, playing for Birmingham at the moment. You put a hunt on him, I think he comes into like a 90 rated striker for a Silver Stars. So I snapped that one up and look forward to using him. But away from the Black Friday promo, we have had a new Milestones player, gents. It is Manquillo, who plays for Newcastle, a Spanish right back, 86 rated. Looks a nice card, but Chris, unfortunately, the objectives are going to frustrate a few people.
Oh, almost definitely. I mean, when I first looked at the objectives, I thought to myself, yeah, that's actually pretty decent. You know, you've only got to win six games. And then I looked at it, you have to win six games by two clear goals. And then it's a managerial masterpiece. So if you come up against guys who are doing the Serie A one, if you score first, they're going to quit out, because they don't have to win by two clear goals. So it's a strange one. Golden Boot, score 30 players. It's all Prem League. You have to use 30 goals, assist 20 goals, which all sounds easy. 8 volleys. I would suggest what to do is, if you've done the 6 wins, message somebody and say, look, you need to get the goals. Let's help each other out. I'm sure somebody will. And then through road, it's called. Assist a through ball. in five separate matches. But again, it's just this brace for it, it's called. So it's win six matches by a minimum two goals using only Premier League players in your starting 11. I mean, that is going to be a hard one. If you come up against somebody who's using a Prem team to score first and you want to cut out, let them score the second one. Pay back the favour, you might get it back at a later date.
Nath, I'm going to be cynical again, and I apologise, because you know, it's what we have to do is compare these cards to ones that you can pick up. Carl Walker, his gold card, 85 rated gold card, is 15,000 coins. Faith, it's got two more face stats and in-game stats. Makila has a slight edge of 7 out of 2,000 odd. Is, other than having the free time and wanting something to do, is there any real reason to go out and grind this card?
No, not at all. I'm not a big fan of having medium work rates as well on my fullbacks. I kind of want that high attacking work rate so they can help sort of bring a little bit more. I think Kyle Walker, I'm just checking out, but I think Kyle Walker does have that, doesn't he?
Yeah, Kyle Walker's high.
It's high, yeah. So I would much rather high than a medium, to be honest. So Kyle Walker's coming in at 14.5K, so that's not an awful lot of money. I would definitely be thinking Kyle Walker.
I can only be honest with myself, and especially as a Fokker, Chris, I've actually just been really underwhelmed and disappointed by the milestones players we've had so far, especially in the big five leagues.
Well, I'm going to say one thing about the card as well is, now this is from someone who has to wear reading glasses. He's got 46 vision. I mean, he must wear big milk bottle glasses when he plays the game. So I don't know any player that's got 46 vision. I mean, I don't know actually how they've worked it out. I've not seen much in Newcastle this season, but to have 46 vision, it's staring you right in the face, if you pardon the pun. But for me, though, I think as a Fokker and I'm running a Prem team, that's kind of one card I think I'll probably do. I will suffer the brace for it part of that, and probably put something like a Sentinel or something like that on, because he isn't particularly strong and he pushes defending, but he would just be an out-and-out defender. But a bit like you, yeah, I'm a bit disappointed with the cards. I didn't realise at the start of the season we would be such a dearth of talent.
Yeah, and I know Tommy has used the likes of Luis Mia and has raved about him. We had De Frel from Serie A. And yeah, I think the Foundations player we've had, I think that they got the balance of objectives versus quality far more spot on, that we've had for the EFL, Liga NOS, and have the Eredivisie, compared to the major leagues, which just seem unnecessarily grindy for cards, all of which have various flaws. That, and I think going back to Black Friday and the sort of mini round I had at the top about pack luck in, and I think that's just the one thing that I would say about Black Friday is that I don't think you're necessarily being rewarded for your grind in your custom. I think they're giving you opportunities, but it's not like, you know, they could have quite easily thrown in we're giving away, you know, one or two extra red picks, or here's a set of objectives and you get a red pick at the end of it. You know, there have been the objectives to get some untradeable mega packs, but I don't know. I'm just left feeling a little bit undervalued. Is that fair, Nath, or maybe am I being a bit sensitive?
No, I think you're right. Like I said at the start, I think, you know, they could have easily done something, whether it be cheaper packs or buy one, get one free sort of packs. Or I know through the years they kind of sporadically give you the ultimate packs or whatever it is for logging in X amount of times, say 50 out of 55 times you get an ultimate pack or whatever it is. So they could easily have done one for Black Friday to kind of say, we're not going to give you any discounts, but we appreciate our support base, so here we go. Instead, they release capped, you know, ultimate packs, and I think within an hour, was it somebody had worked out they get about £60 million in that hour or whatever it was for the amount of if you were to sort of put FIFA points on just for the amount of packs. So that's a lot of money they are making, and people will be loading up for these. I mean, the teams, to be fair, have been very juiced. I've really liked the teams they've put into packs. with the best of, and obviously with the promo. But you do kind of feel like, come on, give us something back.
Yeah, Chris, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, first and foremost, love the card design. I think it's one of the best we've had. It's so clean and sleek looking. It really looks, you know, it'd be great. It's great to look at in football and great to have in game as well. I mistakenly thought there would be a team two for this. I think it seems such a quick promo as well. And I thought it'd be a team two because I don't think there's been an absolute, you know, banger in there, is there? I don't know if any of the cards are over a million coins. They certainly weren't on Friday when we checked. I think Kevin De Bruyne was probably the highest, along with Ben Yedder. So, yeah, I think I'm a little bit disappointed it's leaving us so quick. I'd like to have seen it go until Thursday, but I know we're going to December on Wednesday, so maybe that's the reason why. So maybe it's something exciting for us for Christmas time.
Yeah, it's been rumoured that we're going to get icon swaps and foot free soon, or possibly icon swaps and team of the group stage. Maybe even a sort of road to the, I suppose they can't really do road to the finals because the teams haven't qualified yet, but those promos are going to be round the corner, and you know, it's not too long before Team of the Year rears its head as well. So the content is at least coming thick and fast, but whether it's around long enough is a separate debate. Just as well, you know, we've talked about the objectives and the milestones players. What you do have, if you are, I mentioned earlier, if you're a menu grinder, it has been a haven for you because for the next 48 hours at least, you have got so many options to chase these big players. We've got league upgrade packs. We've got premium league upgrade packs. We've got 75 plus player picks. We've got an 82 plus upgrade. We've got an 81 to 87 upgrade. We've got a foot hero upgrade. We've got a base icon upgrade. I think I need a vocal cord upgrade after saying all of that. Look, I'm not going to go into each of them. I'm going to start with you, Natho. Have you had any sort of strategy for these? Are there any that you're targeting? Any that you think just aren't worth it?
I've tried all the League One ones, and none of them paid out at all. I think I kind of got the lowest rated ones that you could get on both of them. And I think you needed quite a few rares on the premium ones, so that wasn't for me at all. Tonight I've done a few of the 82 plus ones. I've had an 82, an 83, but that was the winger, the left winger, I think he was. So I swapped him with my tradable version and got 30k back for that. So that wasn't too bad. And then another 83 and an 84. So they're not really kind of juiced, well, for me anyway, unless that Mbappe kind of took all my pat luck. But it wasn't even really bringing me any fodder for it. So I've kind of given up with that, and I'm going to go back to the league SBCs and the BPM grind, I think.
Chris, what about you? Have you been pulling the wheel on the slot machine?
I've been desperately throwing stuff in. It's been, I mean, I don't even know if I've done like the best value for money. Anything's just come out, I've just been firing it in. I managed to pick up Lord Voldemort at the weekend there, the Benzema card, which I think expires on the 3rd of December. I have to say, give that a big vote up, plus up there for that one. He's a great card. He's shooting absolutely brilliant. Played him in the weekend league, scored a worldie from the edge of the box, and I just started shooting and he actually went in the back of the net. Yeah, I've done them all, Wimby. Not pulled anything decent, but I've been getting a lot of dupes. I've been a little bit disappointed the fact that most of the stuff's untradeable, and yeah, you're left with a lot of dupes. I'd like to have seen that, probably some tradable cards in there. And it's made me think as well, as you know how they've got the league upgrades at the moment?
Yeah.
The third option, I think, on that one is all tradable, is a tradable pack. It's maybe worth just checking that out if you've got a lot of dupes as well and you want to get something that you can maybe make some coins on.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it depends what your aim is as to which is the best approach to take here. Look, if you are going for glory, then yeah, that Liga Earn upgrade, the premium, the 81 plus one, is the one for you because of the limited number of Liga Earn rares that you can pack. Although for me, like you, Nath, it has been a Volland and a Cardi simulator. I just cannot get away from those two. And it is expensive because everyone is chasing that dream. You know, it's coming in at nearly 25k a pop. So yes, you know, you do get a couple of players out of it to recycle in, but it is pricey. And, you know, I've watched lots of streams and it doesn't pay out very often. So, you know, you could end up throwing, you know, 200,000-300,000 coins trying to get yourself a Ben Yedder. And actually, when you step back and think about it, you were halfway there if you hadn't tried. So, yeah, buyer beware, I think, on that one. The 81 to 87 seems reasonably good if you're just looking to craft one of the icon or the hero SBC, or maybe there's a player, maybe you're still going after a Salah player of the month. I would say do that. But overall, I think the league SBCs do represent the best value. Certainly the non-major top five leagues, so, you know, the Saudi, the MLS, the Libertadores, you can cycle through those pretty quickly. If you do the bronze pack method as well, it will make it cheaper, although it will obviously take you longer. I know Nepenthes had a detailed video out of his sort of approach and theories about the league SBC grind, and his general opinion was that bronze pack method is a decent way to generate coins and get yourself a bit of a base, but it's not actually going to really help you too much with the grind of the league SBCs. You know, kind of see his points. I mean, it'll be a show for a different time. Maybe I'll have to get back on with Shaq and as we get into team of the year. But I can see his point. But I do think the league SBCs are great at, A, giving you a chance of packing something big, and it also has that benefit of maybe making you a few coins and also improving your fodder supplies. So, look, whatever way you do, I would just encourage you to, you know, again, keep the longer term view in, because this is EA want you to empty your club. They want you to dump all your fodder in. They want you to dump all your coins in chasing what looks right now to be amazing cards. But guys, you know as well as I do that in a month or two's time, these signature stars won't be looking so great, and you might well be sat here wishing you had that 500,000 coins back.
Oh, definitely. You know, so unless you pull one of the big ones there. I'm just going to quickly ask you, and I know you're not an expert, but do you think that once these kind of SBCs disappear, that you might see the gold cards really reduce in price?
Yes. Yeah, are you talking about just the fodder?
I didn't even realize that the league and SBC. I've just had a load of. I've just been listening to a load of league and rare gold players as you were talking there. I've never even thought about it. I was just wondering if this is maybe if you've got those, you're not really interested in the upgrades. Maybe an ideal time to list those cards and try and take as much coins out of them as possible.
Yeah, 100%. If you have no desire to grind this league one upgrade, sell your gold rares because they're going for 2K+. Just bin them. And I think all of the top five league rares are up slightly. And, you know, as soon as sort of Tuesday comes and these signature stars and the best of team of the week disappear from packs, it's going to make people less inclined to grind the league SBCs. So therefore, the demand for gold rares is going to go down and the leagues will cost less to complete. So, you know, if you do want to complete them, you know, maybe wait a couple of days unless you want to pay a little bit of a premium. It's not too much, but they will be cheaper after Tuesday. But then again, less risk, less reward. But yeah, absolutely right, Chris. Good point. If you do have those cards, it is a good time to get yourself liquid and sell them. So yeah, lots of different options. And again, if you want to join our Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview, that gets you Discord access. We've got lots of guys in there, more than happy to sort of take your questions. I'm up at all sorts of hours of the day, more than happy to sort of field questions. I cannot, you know, market myself as a market expert, but I like to think I've picked up a few things. And if I don't know it, I'll go ask someone like Shaq, who does know what he's talking about. So yeah, lots to get on with. And just before we ride off into the sunset, a couple of things, because I know Nathan's got to get away. We've had some technical issues, unfortunately, blighted this show. So we've had a couple of false starts, which has eaten into our time. So I do apologize for that. I'm sure John will be making up for it in the remaining shows Wednesday, Friday. But I wanted to get this question from Pavo, who, of course, we had on the show the other week. And he said, I wasn't sure whether to ask this here or just in the Discord, but I doubt I'm alone and want to be reminded which of the released content thus far is subject to upgrade potential and when, because it's a bit of a minefield. So, Nath, do you feel confident in answering Pavo's question?
Not really the whens. I don't know if there's trackers you can get online, but obviously the one to watches are up for constant upgrades. If they get, I think it's 5 wins or man of the matches. We have had the road to the knockouts for all three of the European competitions, the Champions League, the Europa League, and the Europa Conference. And we've had the Adidas promos where they've got three upgrades of that?
Just two.
Two left, yep.
I think the next one is the next one next year, isn't it, though?
So, yeah,
once at the end of the year.
Yeah, one's at the end of the year and one's in April, I believe.
Yeah. So there's a few of them due. Whether these cards are really going to be worth it and be up with the curve, I don't really know. I mean, the best ones are the very expensive ones. The sort of messy one to watch is would probably be a good one, because when he starts firing in Ligue 1, that's just going to go up and up and up. But there's a big risk with some of these.
Yeah, I think you've hit all the main points. The ones to watch have generally been upgraded on Wednesdays. So I know there's a big raft of players that are about to get upgrades for 5 wins, the likes of Messi and Gini Wijnaldum, Hakimi, you know, all the PSG lads, they got their 5th win. I think Bayern got it as well. So the likes of Meccano, they're going to get it. And as you mentioned, if they get into Team of the Week, or probably later in the year when those orange Fanta cards for cup domestic cup man of the matches, if they get those, then they get a +1 as well. And as you mentioned, yeah, the Adidas cards have got 2 +1 upgrades to come. And the Road to the Knockouts have got their upgrades. And I imagine it looks like they're all going to be upgraded at the end of the group stage, which is coming not this midweek, but next midweek. So I would think we'd start to see those upgrades round about the 12th, 13th. EA are a bit hit and miss with when they actually decide to upgrade cards. As a Guendouzi matchup owners from FIFA 21 will remember. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. But that wraps up pretty much the show. Nath, just before we go, is there anything you wanted to sort of bring up about your weekend league or anything over the past few days of FIFA?
Not really. Weekend league was quite good. I think it was the second time I've played weekend league, and I miscalculated on Saturday when I thought I'd finished sort of behind what I was. So I'd got to 7-3. So thank you to the person on my 8th game who gifted me a win with his bronze team. He just scored an own goal and quit. That was delightful. So I got to 8-3. And then I just gifted away the rest of my games, because I was happy with that and I didn't have an awful lot of time. So that was quite good. We used one of John's sessions he did with the Discord a while ago. I keep going back and rewatching that because it's very good at telling you not to use the sprint button, basically. So that's been massive in my build-up, because I usually just run like hell and run into blind corridors, basically. So that's worth checking out. But yeah, so eight wins was happy, and I don't know, I probably wouldn't have done much better than that by the time Yellow caught up with me, but yeah, happy with that.
Excellent. Well, I will let you go because I know you've got other commitments to go to, but thank you once again for joining us on the show, and hopefully we'll get you back on soon.
Brilliant. No, thank you for that, and have a good rest of the show, guys, and I will speak to you all soon.
Take care, mate.
Thanks, mate. Take care, buddy.
Chris, we'll go into stoppage time here. We're going to extra time. How's your weekend league experience been?
Well, I changed up to a 5-3-2. I really wasn't enjoying the game, and went more attacking, which seemed to go really well. So qualified through playoffs on the Sunday, thinking, well, great, I'll play weekend league next weekend coming, and actually realised I could actually enter this weekend league, which was a shock compared to the old system. So as long as they think the weekend league is live, you can enter any time, it looks like. So I entered on Sunday. And after playing really great FIFA in the morning, decided to play after the Rangers game in the afternoon and proceeded to lose the first 5 games of weekend league, which then put me in an elo of -5. And then all of a sudden, and I came up against, how do I say this without insulting anybody, not particularly great players who play extremely defensive. And that weekend league suddenly became a sweat fest. And I managed to get to 8 wins, and a big thanks to the guy called Benny who in my very last game gifted me a win. I did message him and thanked him. That's not his actual gamer tag. I wouldn't give his full one in case he does get a ban. But yeah, I must admit, as soon as I went -5, -4 elo, the guys were, first of all, I was being out-teamed. It just seemed to be the Messi, Mbappe, Neymar show time after time against my Fokkers. But they played extremely tight and not particularly well. And I did lose on penalties to probably the worst FIFA player I've ever come up against, and I just couldn't believe it. So I think if you're playing weekend league and you can stay around about that -1, +1, +2, the games are a lot more fun and people seem to take it a lot more casual. That was my big takeaway from this weekend league, or champs as it's called now.
Yeah, I again, I was pressed for time, so I had to cram my weekend league into one session, which is, don't do it. Just if you can avoid it, don't do it, because it doesn't go well. I grinded to 8 wins. And packed absolutely nothing. And I just didn't really enjoy it because I was playing under time pressure. So I don't want to say too much, and I don't want to start bashing the game because, you know, I created my own downfall. But it was nice to be able to sneak it in such a short time. I mean, I think I've already played more weekend leagues this year than I did the entire of FIFA 21, just because that option to sort of rush through them exists, and for really good rewards. So I'm not looking forward to going back into the playoffs, mind you, especially after all this coin spending that's gone on Black Friday weekend.
Did you feel you were out-teamed at all? You know, you run the first rounds like me, and it just seemed to be, as I say, everybody had Mbappe or Messi or Neymar or all three, or Puskas even, and those players just seem to make worst players a lot better because they just make the runs for them, don't they?
And they get out of jail. They get out of jail free cards, and that is why people say it's a pay-to-win game, because it does make a massive difference. If you're spamming through balls to Mbappe via Messi, you've got a lot better chance of getting lucky and pulling it off than if you're spamming through balls with, I don't know, gold Genie Wijnaldum to gold Ben Yedder. It's just the way it is. And yeah, I think the gap's just getting bigger. And we've talked about this in other shows about how the market is depressed and the price of some of these god tier cards is coming down and down and down. And yeah, I'm lucky. I've got a pretty decent team that's still very competitive. But yeah, I'm lacking that superstar presence and those players that can really get you out of jail. I mean, the closest I've got, he is one of those god-tier players. It is Mo Salah's player of the month. And again, I would very much encourage anybody to go out and do him, because he is a bit of an equaliser for me, especially if I'm getting penned back. He will do something magic and get me out of jail. But yeah, I think the gap is growing, and it's, you know, GGs to everyone who's gone out and managed to get these great players. But I don't know how they've done it, Chris.
No, I'm slightly jealous, and also jealous of Tommy, who says, shout out to my red Messi. So Lord Fokker there has got red Messi in his team to play alongside Chiellini. And that's why you can play Chiellini at the back, because when you've got red Messi up front, he's going to score you. He's going to get you jail, as you say, Wimby, time after time. But fair play to Tommy. He is a really good player as well.
Oh, I fully think Tommy could go and pull off 12 wins in weekend league with a bronze squad. I have no doubt of that. He works hard at his craft, and he's very good at what he does. But I think we are actually the only hosts, Chris. I think we should go on strike now, because with Nathan pulling Mbappe, you know, we had Aaron pulling in-form Mbappe, John's pulled in-form Neymar, Ingvi pulled gold Mbappe, and got David Ginola.
Shocker.
You know, I think we should possibly go on strike until we get our decent pack luck.
Yeah, I think so. And I think as well, I think, listen, because I think they're in our Discord, because Foot Grandpa was saying he wasn't enjoying the game, and I think he got an informed Neymar on Twitter as well. So we're being watched. We better not say too much. So, if you're listening, Wimby and I are going to go on strike unless we get something decent. I just meant to say as well, you mentioned Ginola there, just to say to people, the Foot Hero cards are released on the 1st of December. So if you have a tradable Foot Hero card at the moment, it's maybe an ideal time to sell, because there's going to be an influx of those cards for the people who bought the Ultimate Edition. You may have missed the boat already, but there could be a flux of them. Are you getting that? Have you got the Ultimate Edition, Wimby?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it, and that's why the only reason I've managed to resist this Hero pack SBC so far. I might crack. I'm starting to run into the point where I'm just running into dupes, and you know when you get that... the kind of annoying problem of getting like an 84 and 85 dupe and not really knowing what to do with it. I've run out of restores now, so I'm gonna have to start thinking where to put stuff. I did complete check, only used him for one game, and I can see why Nath doesn't like him and why John does like him, because he's hit and miss like most goalkeepers in this game. But look, I think that's a good note for us to sort of end on. And is there anything you'd like to bring up before we go?
No, that was just the only thing. Watch out for Foot Heroes coming on the 1st of December.
Absolutely. And again, you know, I've plugged it a few times, but the conversation like these keep going on the Discord at patreon.com/footinreview. You know, it is literally like a bar. It's open 24 hours a day. There's usually somebody up. And if you've got a question about your team or trading, or even just have a, you know, vent, get something off your chest, that's exactly what everyone is here for. And of course, you know, you get a chance to pick the brains of guys like John and Aaron and Ryan and Salman, the pros from Team Foot Coaching. And you know, if you want not just to have a quick word with them, but a deeper word with them, you know, you can sign up for foot coaching. Use the knowledge at Team Foot Coaching with an official coaching session. And there's a newsflash to bring you here, Chris, because John has just revealed that there will be vouchers available. So if you've got a mate who, you know, has been saying, oh, I wouldn't mind getting better at the game, I'd like some coaching, you can now buy them a gift voucher for foot coaching. Now head over to footcoaching.com for more information. And as a special treat as well, John has revealed that you will get a 5% extra coaching discount for every member of the Patreon as well. So, you know, good kudos to the guys over at Foot Coaching. Unlike EA, they have actually discounted something this Black Friday, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I can also say it's a great present for somebody who enjoys FIFA. You're going to take their game to the next level easily, probably a few, two or three levels above where they are at the moment. And they're going to really thank you for it.
Yep, 100% agree. Having had a session with John myself, I can very much say that the coaching is 100% worth it for the long term. And you can head over to, you can email info@footcoaching.com if you have any questions at all about the vouchers or coaching or anything. Or, as I said, hit us up in the Discord. John will be back on Wednesday. I'm sure he'll have much more to explain on that and run down his Black Friday experiences. You know, a bit more of a gameplay focus as well, I am sure. I'm not putting any pressure on you there, John. Thank you to everyone who has listened in live, everyone who's listening not live, wherever you may be. Again, a big thank you to Reese and Amma, the Skybox holders, and to everyone on the Patreon and everyone who just listens. Those of you who have left us a 5-star review as well, you know, we appreciate that not everyone can give their financial support, but, you know, taking 5 minutes to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us is very much appreciated and helps spread the word of the show. So again, thank you very much. We'll be back on Wednesday. Chris, one thing left to do.
Drop it.
We are going to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T. F-U-T. T. T. In the view. F-U-T.